with my stopwatch and I aim to observe it this time. I'm just going to do two short pieces, then Andy's going to come back on and do a couple more pieces too. So, I want to read from a novel, a very short piece from a novel called Black Knight at Big Thunder Mountain, which stopwatches work best when you actually start them. Black Knight at Big Thunder Mountain, it was set in Disneyland Paris, or Euro Disney as it was called while it was under construction. And I had this idea that I would get two characters, one from Berlin, which, as you will have guessed, is a city I'm very fond of, and not just because it's very close to us in the alphabet. One from Berlin and one from Belfast, and I would bring them together somehow and reflect on the last 50 years of European history. It's a small ambition. So I thought, how am I going to bring them together? And when they were building Disneyland, Euro Disney, they decided that they would build it at the exact centre of Europe. And they worked out that the exact centre of Europe was 20 kilometres southeast of Paris in Marne-la-Vallée. Now, that was only the exact centre of Europe while there was an east-west divide. And shortly after they started building Disneyland Paris, the Berlin Wall came down, and the Soviet Union fell apart, and a civil war broke out in former Yugoslavia. So it wasn't really the centre. We discovered where the true centre of Europe was, which was very, very far from Marne-la-Vallée. Anyway, I started to write this book, and I needed another character to bring these two together. So I came up with an American called Sam, who is an Imagineer, Disney Imagineer. He's Disney obsessed, he has gone off the rails. He thinks that Mickey Mouse is the wrong deity, and that what we, because you know that Disneyland's the theme parks are the size of Bronze Age city states. That's the size of them, and the God King in Bronze Age city states used to parade through the town. City used to parade through once in a while to let everyone be in awe of him. Likewise, the parade at the end of the day in Disneyland. Anyway, he thinks that the mouse that they should have had is Mortimer Mouse, because that was the first name that... this is all very complicated for a very short piece. I feel like a poet. I love listening to poets. I admire poets an awful lot. I wish I could do it. But I love their introductions are about 5 minutes, and then they read four lines. Michael Long reads two. Anyway, Sam has gone off the rails, and he wants Mortimer brought back, and that's his demand. He's demanded Mortimer to be returned as the figurehead of Disneyland Paris by tomorrow morning, or he's going to blow up Big Thunder Mountain. And to reinforce this threat, he has taken two people hostage. One is a guy called Raymond from Belfast, and the other is a woman called Ilse Klein, from who's latterly been living in Berlin, but is originally from Stuttgart. And they don't feature in this piece that I'm going to read. This is all entirely from Sam's point of view. Oh, God. Right. So.